second paragraph in the Dara Mishnah Dalet, we learned before that a neder has to have a certain lotion. I'm making this also like something which I also asked with a neder. If I said it should be also like something which is anyway also like a Avodizara or a Chazer, that is not a good neder. If he says a lotion that can't be explained one way or the other, we take it l'chumah. The stam the Dara l'hachmeh. If he uses stam lotion that can be explained one way or the other, we machmeh perush l'hakel. And sometimes you could explain yourself and say that I meant lakula, and that will basically explain that you did not make a good nether. Ketzer. Amar harei like a bosom maliach. I want this to be also like salted meat. Now, what type of salted meat are we talking about? Kigayin nesach, wine that is poured. Im shel sheb, or yayin nesach could be yayin nesach, like this other wine. So im shel shemayim noda, if he meant salted meat of a korban or wine that was poured as a nesachim on the mizbech, then it's also because that is a dover hanoda. That's something that somebody proclaimed hektish. Im shel avodah zarah, another if he meant salted meat for avodah zarah or wine that was spilled to avodah zarah, that's a dover aser. And a mela, if you say it should be like a dover aser, which is not as a result of a neder, this neder does not take effect in mutter. Bimstam also, if he didn't say one way or the other, then we machme. If he says that, what does stam mean? He says my kavana was whatever the chacham say this means, that's good enough for me. So then we machme. There's a tremendous chiddush here that a person says a nusach, and even though the chacham will be machme, he could say that I meant lakula, because once again we're talking about a lashon that both the mekel perish and the machme perish fit very comfortably into the lashon. He says, I want it to be a cherim. If it's like a cherim, which is a type of neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's also. If it's a cherim, that's a cherim, which you set aside to give it over to the Kohanim. That is not considered a davar, a neder that is also, something that you have to give to Kohanim. And the reason why it's not a davar neder is like this. If you made betzem a cherim to the Kohanim, it's also a neder. I'm neder to give it to the Kohanim. But once the Kohen receives it, then it's not a neder anymore. Then it's his money. So when you say cherim shel Kohanim, you're basically saying I'm saying that this should be like some of the property of a Kohen, which is nothing. Therefore it's mutter. Im stam, im sosam. Also, if he said, harizik a cherim, and he said, whatever the Chacham said it means, that's what I meant, we go luchum. I read like a maise. He said maise. Maise also has two perushim. If a maise behema, which is a korban, then no, that's also. Even if he said maise, we learned before, trumas and maise, this is not considered davar nada, because you're just taking out that which was there from before, then it's mutter. Im sosam, also. If he didn't say one way or the other, it's also. I read like a truma. If he says like truma, im ketrumas alishka, no, the trumas alishka was the coins of the masa shekel. They take a certain amount off 3 times a year. I use it for kobanis, that's davar anodim, and it's also. Im shel goyin mutter, if it's the truma from the grain, then it's mutter. Im sosam, also, if he didn't explain one way or the other, it's also. All this is divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda oimes, tam truma bihuda asura, begol muteres. He said, depends where you live. Yehuda was near the base of Mikdash, Gol was in the north, far away from the base of Mikdash. Therefore, if you said truma and Yehuda mestam, you meant truma salishka, the truma of the base of Mikdash, and therefore it's also. If you're in Golil, minastam, you mean the truma that grows in the fields, and therefore it's mutter. She'an she'golim akir metrumas halishka. The people that live far away from Yerushalayim and Golim are not familiar with what's going on in the lishka of the base of Mikdash. Period. Stam chayram and Yehuda mutarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says also chayram in Yehuda is mutter. Why? Because chayram kohanim is mutter, and now the question is, though, here we run into a problem. Why? Because in Yehuda, Enochanami, it was close to the base of Mikdash, but there were also Kohanim there. So why should we say it's more of a reason to be making and say that he meant Cherme Kohanim, which his neder will be mutter, than say it's Cherme base of Mikdash will be awesome? So the Gemara says in Enochanami, this part of the Mishnah is going according to the opinion that holds stam the darim lakula, not like the whole first half of the Mishnah. And betzim would be chalak on the ratio also. Yeah. Okay. So it's tangas chiddush that over here we're mekel, even though there's a nice amount of charamim for the Beis Hamikdash. But Golul Asurim Sheinan Shegolul Makirim B'Chemei Kohanim. Golul it's also because Golul people don't know Chemei Kohanim, and therefore they avada meant charamim to Hekdash, which is a davar another, in which case the neder will take effect.